Welcome to our worship of God on this Palm Sunday morning. It's good to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. I want to share that in the bulletin that you have, we're missing a couple of the songs. So following the prelude, we're going to be singing Palm Sunday hymns of praise. All glory, laud, and honor, and Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Those words will show up on the screen for you, so just give you a little heads up about that. We're obviously, Palm Sunday launches us into Holy Week and invites you to consider attending the services on Thursday and Friday. Services will start at 7 o'clock both evenings. We will celebrate the Sacrament of Holy Communion as part of our Maundy Thursday service. And then the service of diminishing lights for 7 o'clock on Good Friday. And the Easter morning schedule is in your bulletin, so look that over. I want to share with you our appreciation from myself and my family on your thoughts and prayers. Traveling went well as we held my mother's memorial service on Friday. That went as well as could be expected. The pastor struggled with some emotions at certain points, but God's spirit was present. All six siblings were able to be together. We have all returned back home except for my brother and his wife, Angie. They are driving the U-Haul truck and should be at my house sometime mid-afternoon to unload. So they have had to be slowed down a little bit by some ice in the mountains, but they're on their way. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers. I would share that you can be praying for Jeremy Herman and his family. Jeremy is the grandson of Mel and Larry Willis, and Jeremy was confirmed here at the church. Jeremy's wife suffered a burst brain aneurysm and has passed away from that. She was 35, and there are three young children, so be praying for the family and friends of Jeremy as we come into this time. Also, direct your attention to the other prayers on the back of the bulletin. And we have Pam Reeb coming forth to share from the Fellowship Committee, I believe.
Good morning, church family. The Fellowship Committee would like to invite everyone to a Continental Easter breakfast next Sunday. Serving will begin following the sunrise service and continue until Sunday school starts. Now, we will be serving a simple breakfast, yogurt parfaits and coffee cake, along with juice, coffee, and water. Now, we know this isn't the traditional Easter breakfast that we're accustomed to, but we encourage all who are able and willing to gather together as a church family to celebrate our risen Savior. Free will offerings will be taken to defray the cost of the meal, and please know we want to be mindful of the ongoing concerns, so social distancing and other appropriate protocols will be encouraged. We hope you can join us.
Good morning. This morning, I will be reading from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and then on to verses 19 through 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to from the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's pray. Come, Lord Jesus, into our midst this day. Open our hearts to receive your love. Open our minds to hear your story. Open our hands to receive your grace. In praise and adoration, we raise our palms to you. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and we will sing our two Palm Sunday hymns of praise. The first one is number 173. It's called All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And then we will follow that with number 174, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Oh,
For the children's message this morning, I have a crown that I found up in the costumes for Christmas, but I'm using it for Palm Sunday. Long, long ago, back when I was in elementary school, we had something in my third grade year that whenever it was your birthday, you were named as Student of the Day. Did anybody else ever have a Student of the Day? Some head shakes, yes. So Student of the Day, you got to wear a crown, and you got to do lots of first things that day. So you would be first in line when you went to lunch, or you were first in line when you went out to recess, and you got your first choice of which swing set you wanted to go to. Or if the teacher had to send something to the office, you got to be the first one to volunteer, and you know, you got out of class for 3 to 4 minutes, and that was something special. So everyone looked forward to being able to give them the crown and having Student of the Day honors. The only problem with Student of the Day, it only lasted one day. Well, in our story for Palm Sunday, we read about a king for a day. He rode a donkey into the city of Jerusalem, and the people laid down their cloaks, their coats, and palm branches because they were recognizing him as king. Now, we know that king to be Jesus, and they recognized him really just for a day. Because later on that week, the same people that praised him as king, later in the week, they began to jeer against him and ridicule him. And eventually, they were the ones that hung him on a cross to die. So Jesus really was just king of the day. But as he entered in, Jesus was declaring to all the people that were there that he was the Messiah. He was the king that had been born in Bethlehem, and now he was in his final week. And as we believe in Jesus as the king, as the Messiah, we don't just believe for one day. We are called to be believers every single moment of our life from now into eternity. So the king for the day we think about on Palm Sunday, but next Sunday on Easter, we worship the mighty Messiah who was risen for eternity. Now, we're going to try something a little different for our palm processional. We're not going to have a palm processional. We're just going to have waving of the palms. But any children that want to come up and wave palms, you can, for the first time in a year, you can come out of your pews, and I want you to stand up here in the chancel area. Now, there's got to be more than just one, or they'll feel a little isolated. So who's going to join Reese? I know Reese really wants to come. Come on, Reese. Oh, there's more coming.
you please join me in the unison prayer of confession? Lord, as we enter into Holy Week, may we each deeply consider the walk that Jesus walked. We can marvel at the fickle nature of people, from cheers of triumph to cheers of condemnation. We can wonder why Jesus wept over the city, for they knew not your way to peace. May our marveling and our wondering cause us to pause, to reflect, and to confess our own fickleness and our own lack of knowing your way. Forgive me, Lord. Hear my humble cry. Teach me anew this week, restoring me through the cross of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now sing the hymn of assurance. It's number 201, A Grace Greater Than Our Sin. We will be singing verses 1 and verse 4.
Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord God, in our time of worship this morning, Lord, as your people, may we thank you for the imagery of the scriptures of the events of Palm Sunday. Lord, it highlights your love as we think about Jesus humbly entering into the city of Jerusalem on that colt, the foal of a donkey. Lord, as the people laid down their palms and shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, we get caught up in the emotions of that event, of that parade, of that entrance. And Lord, yet we know that just in a matter of days, so many fall away. As our prayer of confession says, sometimes we know that people can be fickle, and we can often assign that to others. But Lord, in the power of your Spirit, in the truthfulness of worship and of the gospel, Lord, we know that we ourselves are fickle. We can be so strong in faith and so loving and kind to you and to others, serving you, bringing worship and glory to your name, as Jesus taught us to do. And other times, we can be distant and want nothing to do with other people or with you. and that is our human fickleness. So, Lord, we pray in this time that we need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in our need, we thank you that you sent him to the world to save us. We thank you, Lord. And we pray that we would live in your mercy and in your grace and in your guiding hand, that we would not be fickle, but we would be strong, faithful and obedient, humble and willing to share. Lord, there are people of our congregation, there are people of our communities that are hurting. They're mourning, they're grieving, they're at a loss. They're in the hospital. They're not feeling well. They need support and encouragement. They experience distance from others, loneliness. They're tired. They're hungry, they're poor. They cannot see you. And Lord, we pray that as your servants, we would be those ambassadors of love, those ambassadors of love and light, that we would live out the gospel call. We would live out the example of Jesus, and we would enter in, no matter how difficult it might make us feel or how we might be at a loss of words to say. Lord, a card, a silent visit works wonders, because at the heart is your love. Lord, we pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray for love and compassion. Lord, we pray for Shirley Fowler and the family of Rick, who has entered into eternal life this past week. We pray that they would know your peace and your hope and hold to your promise of everlasting life. Lord, we pray for Jeremy Herman on the sudden tragic death of his young wife, the mother of their three little children. Lord, we pray for all of his family, all of the friends. Lord, we pray that your peace would bring comfort and your people would rally around them and offer support and love in this time. Lord, we don't understand. Your plans, your paths for us are beyond our comprehension. And so we fall back on our trust, the promise of heaven, the goodness of eternal life, and that life on this world is indefinitely temporary. So Lord, help us to cherish each day and each moment. Lord, we pray for the mother of Anthony Hoy, someone from our community that we've interacted with on various occasions. And Lord, we're thankful that he turned to us in asking for prayer. And so we pray your healing power upon his mother. We pray that you would continue to bless Tracy and Sadi Warren as they await the month of May and that treatment. Lord, we pray for those whose parents are hospitalized. We pray for strength and we pray for healing. We pray for assurance and peace. Lord, as we go through Holy Week, may we enter in with a new spirit, a new conviction to know you and to love you. Lord, you have gathered us together. You have allowed us to connect in. And together, as a congregation of people, of your people, unite us in this time of prayer through the words of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.